Jimmy Carter, of course, is the most famous of Georgians in terms of elective office, being elected president of the United States. And when I interviewed then President Carter a decade ago to do the guide to this, the digital guide to the state capitol here, one of the things that I suggested to him is that on the pedestal here where he's standing should be inscribed "The time for racial discrimination is over," because in my mind that statement was a sea change in terms of Georgia politics. He's the first white leader since Governor Bullock, the Republican governor in the Reconstruction era, who said that African Americans should have rights and that government should not be resisting them. And so what this statue represents really is the culmination within the Democratic Party in Georgia to reconcile the end of the struggle to maintain segregation. He followed Lester Maddox, who ran on a segregationist platform. And so in that regard, Jimmy Carter was a sea change in Georgia politics. And after Carter, then the idea of racial inclusion became part of the political structure of the Democratic Party. And Leroy Johnson was promoted to important positions within the committee structure, and African Americans began to have a greater vote in the House and the Senate. And so clearly Carter was on the right side of history, and this statue memorializes that.